Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Good morning.
Morning, Anthony. Morning, Lockie. Morning to the listeners out
there. Now, we've got a couple of apps that have been removed from the App Store. Which ones, why?
Apple has removed an app called Unjected. And their ad was for like-minded people that support medical autonomy and free speech. It was effectively Tinder for anti-vaxxers out there.
Oh, brilliant. So, because, I mean, that's... I was going to say, when you get two of them together, that'd be a great combination, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be wonderful, wouldn't it? So, yes. But no, they did the right thing. In my eyes, they went along and removed it as well, so which I think is very good for them as well. Google have also told Unjected they've got 2 weeks to get off the platform as well. So good on those platforms for doing it as well. And they've also removed Google have any references to sugar daddies in the App Store as well. So sugar daddies are for, let's say it really kindly at this time of the morning, compensated sexual relationships as well. So they've pulled all those apps on there as well. Didn't even know there were apps on there about that, to be quite honest. So well done, Google, for doing that as well, keeping the App Store a bit cleaner.
Look, if it wasn't for ex-federal politician Andrew Broad, I wouldn't have known it was a thing either.
Exactly right.
So, Apple and Microsoft, they are cashing right in. This revenue is just crazy, isn't it?
It is. So their financial reports came out for the last quarter. Apple posted revenue of $81.4 billion, a record quarter again, with net quarterly profit of $21.7 billion. Always like saying the Apple ones, because there's somebody that listens to me that posted it on Facebook. He said it's only a matter of time before Apple goes broke. They won't go broke ever. If they could stop work tomorrow and still have money falling out of their back pocket. Mm. Microsoft as well, revenues of $46.2 billion, profit of $16.5 billion as well. Phenomenal figures for those companies, because so many people are working from home and getting new devices and things. The iPad as well, last quarter, they shipped 12.9 million iPads. They shipped more iPads than Samsung, Lenovo, and Amazon combined in that quarter. That's how dominant the iPad is now as well. Wow. And also the two most popular smartphones in Australia, according to Tim Cook when he announced the revenue, the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 12 Pro.
Jeez, there's some big figures there. Big, big figures. You know, reaching behind the couch because I thought I saw a 50-cent piece. They're talking $81.4 billion. Lockie's got a question. How does he show that he's been vaccinated, because it's coming up. It's only a matter of weeks before we're all vacced up.
Yeah, it's going to be big, Rich. I'm looking forward to it.
Exactly right. So the government's made it quite easy now to go along. So once you've got your second shot on there as well, download the Express Plus Medicare app, which is done by Medicare. What you need to do is you need to link your MyGov account as well to the Medicare part on there as well. Then it will display all your vaccinations that you've got, so your flu vaxes and your vaccinations against COVID-19 as well. So if you have problems with the MyGov account and linking, as some people find it very easy to do, you've got to supply certain information off your Medicare card to go along and do that and link the two services together. Most of the time it's really easy, but if you've got people in your family, as well, you might need to contact MyGov to get the proper link to display on there as well. They'll undoubtedly make it easier to do it, but I think it's a good thing to display those vaccinations once you get them.
Absolutely. Quick handy one to have them on your phone too, real quick, Lockie.
Yeah, just a quick one, Rich. People think they're getting tracked with this for whatever reason. If you've got a Facebook, you've got nothing to worry about, do you?
Yeah, exactly right. So, yes. They know exactly where you are.
All right, adelaidetechguy.com.au for more details on those and everything else going on in the tech world. Richard Pascoe, have a great week. We'll check in with you next Wednesday.